you. I have been looking at your pictures, and I'm looking at all of you. And I, before we even get started, just wanted to say thank you for all your prayers and all your support over the past couple of weeks. And I'm still working through a few things, but things have gotten better. And I appreciate all of you, and I love you very much. So thank you. Let us start. Thank you. I give you my peace. That's very important because I know that in this world right now, there's a lot of turmoil. So I give you my peace from the bottom of my heart. Let's pray. Father, we come before you as we always start the prayer because we want to signify that we are stepping away from this world and we are now stepping into your presence. It's in these moments that we can spend with the team to sit at your feet and to receive special instruction, special strength, and special insight as to what it is that is going to be coming down the pipeline that we'll have to deal with. We think, Father, of our hearts and souls and how we struggle from day to day to understand what's going on in this world. But sometimes, Father, there is no answer because it is pure chaos, and it is certainly Satan's cauldron, and he is stirring it very well. But Father, we look at all the souls that are around us and we see how they're suffering. We intercede on their behalf and we ask for your help constantly, even though we feel so helpless at times. But as guardians, we are not helpless. We have been given many gifts. We have been given strength and we have been given power and authority in your name to change things. Sometimes it's difficult for us to remember that and to focus on the spiritual and not focus on this world that we are in. This world is nothing more than a realm, and sometimes we feel trapped in that realm. We all have issues we have to deal with, and sometimes Satan blows those things up so huge that everything else takes a back seat. But Father, it is in this meeting now and in this moment that we will continue to put you first, that the most important thing is the bride of Christ, and we wish to be numbered amongst that group. We struggle, Father, we make our mistakes, but you have granted us forgiveness today in word and sacrament, and we do not take that for granted. We pray, Father, for the 9/11 victims and all those who were hurt on that day, be it the families here and all those in eternity, but also, Father, those who caused this harm because they were lied to and they followed a false god. But you are the one who now extends grace to them and invites them to come to the services. It is hard to think that 20 years have passed and how much we still fight in our country to be free from this turmoil. But Father, we know there will always be difficulties and struggles in this world, but it is through your grace that all of us will survive. We will become firstlings and overcomers, and we will continue to fight on ourselves, fight with ourselves, to overcome ourselves, to be the king and priest that you wish us to be. And while we're here on this earth, we will not take light the guardianship that you have given us and those whom we stand to protect. See the hearts that have gathered here. Some of them are heavy. We pray for strength, Father, for them, that they can carry their burdens, that they can have the clarity they need to make the right decisions for themselves and their families. And that, Father, as we move forward as a team, we will welcome those who are added. We will encourage those who came in just briefly now for a short period of time. And we will become a solidified group of beings that will serve your will alone. Thank you for everything you do for us. And if I've forgotten something, Father, I know you'll cover it. And know, Father, always, we bow to your will and we love you so much. Thank you. Amen.
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 Beautiful. All right.
My sword. Let's go.
Yeah.
Okay. Settle down because there's so much more to come. All right. Let's have a brief meditation session, not a medication session. And let's go see Father. Take a big deep breath in through your nose, out through your mouth. Relax. I am giving you my peace. Jesus said, me too. Into the center of your mind. Open a clear gold sun above your head. It will help you focus better. And let us go into Father's chamber. He is sitting on his throne, and he has a chair lined up in a row in front of him. He would like everyone to take a seat. He says, while you're in this meditative state, he would like me to read his message to you. Father said, "Hello, my dear children. It has been some time since I have given you a message. Triland, as you know, is struggling with many things. He has no idea how often you, his closest family, have interceded on his behalf. If I were to share a small piece of that with him, it would overwhelm him. I would like to personally thank all of you for giving him his space and praying for his strength. Now, let us get back to business. This world, as you can see, is falling apart more. Many natural disasters and wars, turmoil and strife have taken hold. This is what Revelation has spoken of for thousands of years. It is now in full effect. Maybe questions come up. Should I plan for the worst? Should I get a gun, more ammo, and food to support my family for months? Yes, you may. I have built into all of you a sixth sense for this. Trust your gut. Now, do not go overboard by going off the grid and wearing tinfoil hats. Be you. I have said in the past that I will protect you. I do not want you to be scared. In the Old Testament, I kept the Israelites safe as well, but at times they needed to defend themselves. No, this will not turn into a crazy apocalyptic zombie time. No one is going to come after you and eat your brain. Well, hopefully not. You will be prepared. I have been teaching you and readying your hearts for years. Even as a child, I taught you all for this time and its tasks. You will never fear, and you will succeed. Again, I have seen it. You need to put your trust in us. Yes, Triland is included in the us. He knows things that in time he will share more with you, but you are not quite ready. New guardians will be added, and many of you are not fully trained. That will resume next month. Triland will reach out to you and set a schedule. If any of you old-timers who have been on the team for a time would like to join in, I would greatly encourage you to do so. So much information, so little retention. I have asked Triland to work with HS and come up with a new guardian vow. It will encompass everything that we need from you. It will become the standard vow that all future guardians will take. I am very excited about the future, my dear ones. I would also like to commend all of you for staying active during Triland's testing period. I put him through this to make him stronger, and you as well. He and you never realize that while you struggle, many others observe and learn from you, be it here on Earth or in eternity. You are always an example. Yes, a good one. I am so very proud of all of you. I know you new guardians have many questions. I would encourage you to write them down and ask Triland during your training class. This is why you have this time with him. Triland is no different than Jesus in this aspect. Jesus took the time to teach his friends, to mentor them, and to earn their trust. Triland is doing the same thing. The only thing different is that Triland is not perfect yet, and neither are you. Please continue to support him. He supports you always. I will tell you this. Many of you, as I have said, prayed and interceded on his behalf, but some of you sent him emails and left him voice messages. father saw that he had demons in his space, and you removed them. One of you saw that a previous guardian cursed him, and you prayed, and I removed that curse. It is through adversity that we overcome and find out who we really are. You are always learning. This will never stop. Continue to fight against evil. Do not concern yourselves with politics. There is nothing you can do now to change one thing. The United States will fall, and you will be ready to handle what comes next. I need you to focus on the spiritual. Many souls in your circle of life need your help. Help them. Service for the Departed is just around the corner. Please meditate and help there as well. You are all gifted in so many ways, and none of you have tapped into the true gifts I have laid into you. Search your hearts. Jump out of your comfort zone. Take courage and trust your instincts when something comes up. You have the tools to complete all these tasks. Now let us get to work. You are always in your Father's heart, and He loves you very much. Continue to stay in the meditation. Father said he is holding his hands up, and he is dispensing a blessing on all of us. All the spouses, Fred and Kathy, he said, you need to stop excluding yourself from the guardians, though you do not have the title, benefit from all the gifts and all the blessings that everyone receives in this meeting. All of you are worthy. Receive my grace, my blessings. You are never a bother to me. Do not think ever that you waste my time. Do not hold anything back from me. When you wish to talk to me, or when something burdens your heart, you should know that Tryland was very much to the bone on things that troubled him with his issues. Jesus was always to the point with me when he was struggling. Tryland will share more with you this evening. We are always with you. Not just in these meetings, but every day of your life as you walk forward, make that connection with us. Make sure you ground yourself, practice your dailies, come and see us, ground to my throne. And I promise you, I will continue to bless you and keep you safe. Everyone, take a big deep breath. Focus your attention behind your eyes and open them. Does anybody have any questions or comments for that which Father shared with us?
I can simply say I'm happy and welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to see all of you. You have no idea. Promised myself I wasn't going to cry.
Just to draft the air.
We felt helpless. We wanted.
What's that? You did. Father said more than you know.
It was difficult from a guardian point of view and being your brother to just leave you alone. That's not in my nature. But it's good to see you, bro. I mean, Tryland.
Thank you. It's all good. Okay. For a deeper understanding, we're going to continue our two-part series on the 12 things that the Holy Spirit does for us. What'd you say? Can you hear me?
Wakes up every once in a while.
Yeah, it's weird. Like every once in a while, there's a click or a pause in your microphone, but
yeah, and then we
lose. I mean, probably I need to just talk louder.
You can do that.
Okay. Starlight's having issues. Not with me this time, with a technical issue. So that's a plus.
Sorry. I'm going to mute.
All right. You can unmute yourselves. I want to hear you guys. And this isn't a super important part as far as Father's message, but it is a super important part. But anywho, all right. Number four, because we went over 1 through 3 the last time. We'll do 3 of them each meeting. The Spirit teaches us. The Spirit will teach you all things. The Holy Spirit is our teacher. He instructs, corrects, and trains us. What I always find interesting about that point is even as Q served in the service that we listened to today, a number of things that are going to be brought out in the meeting tonight were brought out in the service. So HTS is always eavesdropping and sharing and giving us all information all the time. And it's up to us to be in a position to want to learn, to want to hear what he has to say. So we need to always be in that mode that we are always the student and he is always the teacher. Number 5, Spirit changes us. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The Spirit changes one's character. He removes pride and replaces it with a Christ-like disposition. We often hear that we need to be more like Jesus. It is in the services where we get to see and hear of how Jesus went about his life and how he taught and how he acted when things were going wrong. I can also share with you that Jesus and I spoke many times during these past couple weeks. And he counseled me. He most of the time just held me and said, I know exactly how you're feeling. And then he shared this with me. He said, when I was going through my most difficult struggles, Father was the only one who could understand what I was going through. My disciples couldn't. He said, so Father had to personally come and minister unto me, which everybody knows. He said, but for you, Trilant, your team does understand what you're going through, and they could help and support you. And that is a treasure. I agree. And I even commend my wife for allowing me the space to work these things out. She was very supportive, very patient with me. And when I was an idiot, as we all do with our spouses, he took it in stride. And I am thankful that I have her. So, pull it together, Triland.
Yeah. Did you see her gesture?
No, I didn't. Oh, you just want cash. I knew that's why you were with me. It's always about the money with you. Starlight's newest thing is she collects gnomes. So she should turn her camera on her gnome collection that someone that loves her gives her one every week. And no two are the same to show his appreciation. She'll do that later. Anywho. So, number 6. The Spirit envisions us. I will pour out my Spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Young men will see visions, old men will dream dreams. I was in the Spirit, and therefore before me, wait, I was in the Spirit, and there before me was a throne in heaven. Visions and glimpses of the spiritual nature realm, wait, visions are glimpses of the spiritual realm, sorry. I'm still trying to get my eyeballs to clear out from all the tears, so. All right. The Spirit allows us to see beyond the natural realm so that we may work together with God. It's in this moment that I want to preface how important it is that you and I take moments to stay in the center of our mind. When we're walking through some place, make sure you're in the center of your mind. Keep your eyes open so you're not walking into people. But see what's around you. See what's around these people. My wife and I went to the store this afternoon, and we walked past this woman. And I have to tell you, she was probably one of the most miserable people I've ever seen in a long time. And I told Michael, I said, she needs a full service. She needs to be pogged. She needs Marty to ground her. And I want you to do that for everybody that's in this store and in this entire parking lot, and go to their houses and clean everybody out, that they can feel the love of Father. You and I embody that. Remember that. You are an extension of me. I am an extension of Father. Share that. That's where Father is saying that we haven't even touched or tapped into the gifts that he's given us. Does anybody have any questions about these 4 points or something they'd like to add? Don't all talk at once.
Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
So I've been doing that with my friends here and the people here and people coming in, you know, ground them, hogging. Is it a command? Is it a wish? Do we tell them? Are we asking? I mean, it's a command.
It's a command. Yes. And we're not rude to our angels. We don't demand things of them. And you don't have to say, I command you. They understand the power and authority that you stand in. And they know that you're going to tell them to go do something. And without a hesitation, they're going to do it. So whatever.
Doing it before I even ask.
Right. Because they're not bound by time. They're not bound by time.
Okay.
You know, Marty and Michael know that any store that we go to, they've got to make sure it's grounded before we get there. Starlight has tons of pain in her legs when they don't do that. Even as we were walking through the store today, she made the comment, my legs are just killing me. And I look at Michael and I said, did you forget to ground the store? And he said, no, Marty did. So Marty goes, I'm on it, sir. Yeah, you're a little day late and a dollar short. She's already in pain, but thank you. You can tell them to do anything. And funny too, well, not funny, but the point I'll make about your question is I have told them automatically, anywhere we go, everybody gets a full service. I'm not going to remember always to tell you to do it, so please always do it. But when I do have that moment that I pass by somebody, then I make a special request. Please go take care of this soul. It's just completely miserable. Question, though.
I just think it's cool that in the time we're living in now, that we can do that for people, because there's so much evil and sadness and darkness, that the fact that through our Father, we can help these people a little bit with that.
Yes.
I mean, that's just awesome. That's awesome. I had no idea we could do that. So
see, and this is why I want to make sure that everybody understands our tasks, and Father's invited everybody to participate in the trainings that take place, because there's so much, and I can't always remember to tell you things. And that's why I encourage everybody to go back and listen to the previous meetings, because there's things we've talked about 5 or 6 times and we still don't remember them. And that's why Father made the point. So much information, so little retention, right? Well, that's his fault, because he didn't make our brains right. That's what I keep telling him, because I can't remember what I said to my wife 5 minutes ago. Anyway, anybody else?
An interesting experience this yesterday. There are some neighbors in the neighborhood who have a problem with Corinne. And it's not really founded. Corinne is kind of nosy and in other people's business, but she didn't do anything wrong, except that she scared their daughter, who is in high school, and she's a full-grown adult. But it seems like the whole family has issues. except the husband, who basically will do anything his wife tells him to do.
Mm.
Well, we've had issues with them, and we were even talking for a short time, and then they decided, you know what, we can't communicate with you. We just have to be done. And I said, okay. Well, I waved to them, and they just they ignore me, and I can feel their angst, and then I feel mine for a second and get rid of it. But it was interesting because they drove down the street and I pogged them, and the spirit said, "It's no use," and laughed at me.
Keep doing it.
Okay.
Send your lead over there and have him continually pog them. But to some extent, the spirit's right, because they choose to entertain that spirit.
Right.
As guardians, we don't give up. Father's never given up on a soul, and neither will we.
Thank you.
We will be a nagging source of joy.
Nice.
So yeah, that that means walk down the street and knock on their door and tell them to be happy.
You're breaking up, Nuke. We can't hear you.
Not at all.
I said, so that means you have to walk down the road, knock on their door, and tell them to be happy every day, right?
Yeah, for
yes.
Sure.
Yeah. To the point that you get a restraining order put against you.
Exactly, they would.
I know they would.
Their face to go, be happy!
That's right.
Jesus loves you. Mm-hmm. Yes. No, don't be obnoxious.
May I share something from yesterday?
Please.
Hang
on 1 second. I want to make sure, and this is why you got your microphones unmuted, because I want you to just interject. Okay. I do have a few things I want to go over, but I don't want it to be so regimented like it has been. Just interject when you feel it's a good point to interject. So yes, okay. Thank you, Tristisco.
Along the same line, someone asked me to help somebody, it wasn't their friend, it was a neighbor of the friend. And I thought, okay, I'll see what I can do. I didn't know how to do it because I don't know what they look like. I don't know where they live. And my lead just goes, just go there. Oh, all right. So I'm there. I appeared at their property line, and big spirit laughing at me, basically said the same thing. There's nothing you can do. And I said, just leave. It'll be easier for everybody. And I don't know what I was thinking, but I said, you know, I can't destroy you, but Father can. I said, you got to leave these people alone. It would be great if you could do that.
You can destroy them.
I can?
We can destroy demons and spirits. Okay. Can't destroy the big boys. Depression.
Oh, okay. Well, that
suicide.
It was a big boy. It was the spirit of confusion.
I didn't know we could kill spirits at all.
Yeah.
What's that?
I thought that we couldn't kill any spirit.
I'm sorry. No, you can kill all the spirits. You just can't kill the big boys.
Well, what? Spirit of confusion, I guess, huh?
Spirit of fear. The spirit of depression.
Correct.
What are the big boys? I know fear.
Those are.
Depression.
Spirit of the world, spirit of depression. You will know when you're standing in front of them. If it's a big spirit, then they're one of the big boys. You can't kill them, but you can still plug them and make them feel annoyed. Maybe they'll leave for a while and the person will get
a
break, you know?
Yeah, he
did. If it's a smaller one, just kill them. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, I was pogging him the whole time, just a, you know, massive amount of energy, and he didn't really seem annoyed, but when I said, Father can destroy you, he kind of went like, you know, and I said, just please leave.
Okay? No, you're being mean.
Well, yes. And that's where I'm kind of bringing it up. I'm like, did I cross the line? And
no.
All no. Money? Because from what was being described, do you remember Aunt Renata and her neighbor? Where the guy would rev his engines all night, and
yes.
Our aunt in Brookfield, their driveways and houses were really close, and this guy was a real yutz. Wouldn't give them a break. That's what it was explained to me. So But he did leave. I didn't get the impression he was there today, but I have a feeling that he'll be back tomorrow. So I'll
so go
it's
again.
One of those things that I'll go back and I'll go back.
Good.
But I wanted to bring it up to make sure I wasn't like breaking the rules, sort of. I asked for forgiveness today just in case I did.
That's always wise. That's wise, like, but no.
Just in case I did do something wrong, you know.
Well, but and the point too is if you do destroy one of the big boys, Father can recreate them, put them right back.
I got the impression, like you said, trust your gut, right? That I could make the threat as a viable threat from Father, not yes. me as John or Trisus. It was, you better back off, you know, and
mm-hmm.
it was fun. Now Father's going like this, but
yes.
I felt like I was literally in the desert all by myself, new territory. Didn't know where I was, didn't know, but you had said the last meeting that we're learning how to project ourselves wherever we need to go. And when I was done, my lead just said, there, that wasn't so hard, was it? And it really wasn't. I made it up in my mind. It was very difficult. How can I go somewhere I don't know where I am or who they are? There's no connection. I have not met them. But it was that simple, everybody. Literally, met, grounded, took a couple deep breaths, had to make sure I was by myself because there's a bunch of people walking by, which is, I should have done it upstairs, but I got the impression I had to do it right then. So I was literally in the lobby. I was in the lobby and had my eyes closed. So everybody's probably like, what's John doing? You know, but it worked and it was awesome. It felt good. So now I know where they are in my mind or wherever they are on the planet. I'm assuming they're here in the United States, but
they're everywhere.
I wanted to let you know. I've been hitting Afghanistan and in the Middle East doing campaigns like you did originally of destroying demons. My first campaign, we killed over 12.5 million demons just in Kabul, not even in the country. And there's so much that there's mountains there. I don't know if you know the terrain. It's evil. There's so much evil in that country. And then I heard it's not just the demons. It's in the men's hearts, generations of hatred in yes. these, the way that they're brought up. So it's difficult to fathom how much evil is there. It hurts. It hurt. That one hurt. That was an hour of running. I had to do it in breaks. I had to stop, you know, but so I'm just letting you know, I'm trying to help that way. I get the impression I got to keep going back, but I don't know if anybody else has been doing that, hitting different parts of the world. And I did this more than a month ago before this all went down, which is very apropos considering what's happening now. But
right.
I hit different parts of the Middle East and Europe, Haiti, the Dominican Republic, Cuba. There was like 7 million demons we got just in Cuba, you know, that tiny little island. So I'm keeping track of it, but sorry, I'm throwing up. I should shut up and let you continue.
No, it's okay.
But
that's what these meetings are for.
Yeah,
taking names.
Yeah. What was that?
I said it sounds like you're kicking butt and not taking any names.
I'm fierce, brother. I'm bigger than I was before. I mean, I'm in full armor, like, yeah. And my lead is even saying harder, push harder, like go deeper in the, wow. Like into the ground even. I'm getting better at it.
That's good.
It's exhilarating. I'm telling you, not that I'm enjoying it, but it afterwards I'm drained. It takes a whole day now for me to recover after that. But yeah, if you get the impression, everybody just do it. Because
yes. I've been campaigning in Afghanistan and Syria.
Okay. It's
Troyland, to Trisus's point about the whole trans kind of putting yourself somewhere else. So that means we're not bound by space, we're in a meditative state. Are we bound by time in a meditative state?
Yeah, because we're in this realm and this realm is governed by time.
Okay. So when something happens, every once in a while, like say, I feel like I need to tell my lead to go send teams, but it's something that's happened already. I typically get, sir, we did it. We knew you were going to ask.
Right. That's correct.
Mm.
So it's kind of nice to know that you can kind of rewind time that way just because your team can. They can cover your butt, so to speak.
Right. And father's watching, too.
Yeah, that's good.
But why he allows that to come across your heart is so that you're vigil, so that you're paying attention. And that, as he said tonight, so you act, do something. Awesome. Meeting. Thank you.
So everybody else? Yeah. Crisis to your point of basically like making the threat. One of the coolest things that Father HS, both of them, all of them, everybody, inspired me to do when Satan was just nagging at me, and this was a while ago. I just, without thinking, said, "All right, I can't kill you, but I can pog you, and it's gonna suck. So just back off." And he left.
I love our vernacular these days. It's not like old English. It's gonna suck.
You will not be able to tolerate it.
When they're writing about this in the future, it'll be like, and he said, it will suck.
Yeah.
You know, be the quotation mark, you know, first nuke, second chapter, you know.
It's awesome.
It sucketh.
That's good. I, you know, I haven't faced Satan in a while. I'm glad, but his minions are around here. I've got my if you can imagine a hotel property, and I've got two expressways running by, so I've got millions of souls and nonsense running by. I've got three layers of angels trying to keep the crap out, even a dome of protection, because there's no peace ever here. There's never siren. I mean, we're not living in the city per se, but it's constant. So they're always trying to get through. And if I start feeling something, I say, add another layer. And there's, I don't even know how many angels are around here, but everybody around us probably feels great, you know, because it's very peaceful right here in our cocoon. You know, I make a point of it, but yeah, I'm go ahead. Sorry.
No, I said it's good.
Oh, okay.
I'm proud of everybody for doing something. And the reason why you haven't seen Satan, I don't think any of us have seen him for a very long time. Because out of sight, out of mind. And he has been actively working everywhere. And everyone is oblivious to what he's doing. But we're not. And so he figures if he stays away from us, we're not paying attention. But we are. And now you're going to these places where he's very active. And now we're sticking our fingers in his pudding, as we should.
I have a question concerning the darkness in the hearts of the men in Afghanistan and all of these fanatics. When we were talking about religions, and we were talking about that, they pray to Allah, and those fanatics, I just get this impression that someone else is answering them. Is that true? What do you think?
Father and I actually had a conversation about this, and he made the point that any god that has any name is a false god. And it was created by Satan. So even though the Israelites call him Jehovah, that's not God. Because God told Moses, I am who I am. He has no name. So any god who has a name is basically an idol, and it's not Father.
And I want to clarify, I was referring to the evil of what's happening, not the religion. I don't
realize that, but the thing is, those people they pray.
Yes.
They believe they are doing God's will to get rid of the infidels.
And we're part of killing the demons around that, and that pipeline, they feel comfortable in what they're doing. When I go there, it almost feels like hell. that feeling. I mean, I don't know how many people have been to. Have the new people been to hell yet?
No.
No.
You haven't lived yet.
But
it's such an amazing question.
Tranquility's been to hell.
Don't give it away. Don't give it away. Let it be a surprise.
I've been sent to hell a couple times.
For those that have been there, that's what that area of the world feels like. It's horrible. I can't imagine living in that area and being a Christian. And we'll just leave it at that. I pray constantly for them. But if anybody else wants to join the sorties, there's plenty to do there still.
Please do.
Just armor up and pog and pog.
Have you
claimed as far as you can? I mean, I was even in the mountains at one point. That was cool. Running through the strata. That was neat. That was very interesting. It hurt a little bit, but I had to back off because
Can we
the nice thing go ahead.
When we go to other places like this, are we able to sort of plant the flag, so to speak, like we would in hell and claim that territory for Hollywood?
Yes, that's a great point. Yes.
Okay.
You can claim it back. Yes. You have to understand that these people have been taught this. It's part of their culture. You can't really change culture. And I know that I've gone into the realm of Al-Qaeda, and I have talked to these guys, and not all of them accept the fact that they did wrong. They're still justified and felt what they did was correct. There's about a handful of them that have come to the services for the departed, but there are thousands of these people in there that didn't get their 72 versions, and they still think they're coming.
You'd think that after not getting the versions, you'd figure it out, right?
Well, then you'd have to admit that you were wrong this entire time of your life and that you screwed up. Who wants to admit that they were lied to? I mean, it's just like the Catholic realm, who are promised everything and they get nothing. They don't want to admit that they were lied to and it was a big Ponzi scheme, perhaps, you know, if you want to look at it that way. I don't want to be the fool, but I was played the fool. And that's why we need to pray for them more. And we need to go into these realms and we need to have compassion in our heart and have them explain to them that we have been taken advantage of too by different things in our lives. We've been lied to as well, and we're not perfect, but we can always go to Father and ask him to forgive us, because it's not an excuse to say, well, I didn't know. No, you now have to answer for that sin, because I've tried that and I still have to answer for mine.
Hey, with that, what you just said, can I read something from the Divine Service Guide that did not come out in the service? It goes hand in hand with exactly what you're saying.
Okay.
And it talks about what is harmful in this divine life. I mean, we're supposed to become like Jesus. The author, and that's Peter, because it was 1 Peter 2:2-3. The author advises the believers to avoid all things that could be harmful to this new life, and that the new life that's growing in us. Nowadays, we are literally inundated with information of all kinds. In social media, the most nonsensical theories are put on the same level as reliable truths. The most vile insinuations appear right beside the noblest of thoughts. We must be able to distinguish between them. We do not need to absorb everything that reaches our ears. We do not need to recount everything we read to those around us. Nor do we have to adhere to everything we are told. Let us consistently ask ourselves the question, will this thought bring me closer to Christ, or will it lead me away from him?
Perfect.
The chief apostle wrote that, and I thought, wow, how much more clear can you get?
Right. Yeah. Wonderful.
A random question about New Apostolics dying.
Hmm?
I have a random question about New Apostolics dying and what happens.
Okay.
It's been on my heart. I don't know why. It won't go away. I know when non-lupistolics have quite a bit to overcome and to think about and regret, and they're sad and all of the negative stuff. I always assume being lupistolic, and when you die, you know what your goal is. You know the end result. You're going to be in a realm. You're going to work your tail off. Is there the regret and the sadness and the missing of the families and the all of the other emotions that they have to get over first before they go on? I don't know why that's on my heart. That's all I've been thinking about this week. Do you understand what I'm asking?
I do. They are not treated any different than any other soul that hasn't been sealed when they enter into eternity. The fact that before they're released, they get a last shot at asking anybody to forgive them, so they're not held back. When they enter into eternity, they still have to answer for those sins that they haven't had forgiven yet, because unless you pass on the day of having Holy Communion and your sins forgiven, you're not perfect, right? And you still aren't perfect because we constantly have to fight with ourselves. So they are ushered into their own realm. So the sadness that I think you might be picking up on is them thinking that they were going to automatically be ushered into the realm of paradise. And that just doesn't happen.
Okay.
It was going to be easier.
They have to answer for everything they've done. They have to be in their own realm too. They have to acknowledge everything that's around them that they didn't really face enough of, because nobody enters into eternity perfect. I'm sorry, they don't. So that's a great question.
Okay.
So we do need to pray for our brothers and sisters.
There's a minister here that passed, and he's a longtime minister, and I keep getting the impression it's Freddie. It's not Fred, our Fred. Freddie, the minister, I have a tendency, I think that's him, because I'll pray for him, put an offering in for him. All right, thank you.
The other thing to think about too, those who enter into eternity who become redeemed don't have any remorse and don't necessarily miss us because they can already see us. And they come to the services, and that's one thing that they have that we don't, is that they can see us more readily. Does that make sense?
Correct. It does. But I can also tell you, when my parents come, I can feel in their hearts the longing for us to be together. And just as we feel when we lose a loved one and we can't be with them, that's exactly what they're feeling on the other side too.
Right.
And that's also why when we have family gatherings and things like that, they do come.
They come.
And they are amongst us, and they are spending time with us. And Mom's making sure that nobody's swearing during our family get-togethers. just a quick note. My sister Cindy was cleaning out some stuff that my mom left, and she apparently wrote a letter in 2017 on a piece of paper, because some of our family members swear like truck drivers when we're together, and that really upsets Grandma and Mom. So she wrote this whole page about how she's not going to try and change us, and she's going to let us do what we want, but she's not coming to any of the family gatherings anymore. That never happened. So we all had a good laugh.
It was written, you could tell how it was written in anger, because it's scribbly, scribble, scrib, scrib. I mean,
yeah. Mom might have been liquored up a little with her near beer.
I love my mom. We're laughing because we respect our mom, but that's Hilda. That was a Hilda moment right there. That was,
yes.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anywho. This is a great meeting. Thank you, everybody, for participating and sharing. I wanted to just share this point with you under the interesting tidbits thing. When Father looks into a soul, a little piece that he puts of himself is a mirror. And when he looks at that soul, he sees himself in every soul. When we look at a soul, do we see Father in that soul? And when we look inside ourselves, do we see Father? For me, that was a big eye-opening moment with HS and myself. because we know that he puts a little piece of himself in there. But the reason why he loves everybody so much is because a little piece of himself is in there. And through these years, I have shared with you my experiences with the dry eraser boards, per se, where Father's crafting a soul and spends uncountable time creating souls, and to this day he still does. And that's why not one soul is worth losing, because then he loses a little piece of himself. And then Satan takes it, and Father doesn't get that piece back. So he feels incomplete. This is why he wants a family, and he wants us all to get along, right? Does that make sense?
No swearing. Pieces back.
I had a couple months ago. I prayed. I said, Father, let me see a soul the way you see a soul. And I went to go look at a vehicle, and this young man came, and he's actually from Michigan. Western Michigan. And when I looked at him, I saw nothing but peace, love, joy. He had these eyes that were kind of like how Triland's eyes can get sometimes. It was just, you could see into a soul and see an amazing joy, and I mean just a wonderful experience. And I saw the love that God had for that soul. And what I saw was, I didn't see any defect. All I saw was love, you know. And I thought, man, that has to be the same way that our Heavenly Father sees each and every soul, regardless of the circumstance that they live in, and how they behave, and you know, that love. The glory of creation is what I saw, you know, and it's one of the most interesting experiences I've ever had. And when you pray that, you know, let me see a soul how you see a soul, Father, it makes you realize how precious each and every one of the individuals that you run into in your life are, you know. It is pretty interesting.
Nice.
It's wonderful. Oh, I wanted to bring this point up. There's been some discussion in the past with me at different gatherings that I've been at that not everybody understands that we're not supposed to fill ourselves back up with earth energy. We can ground to it because we're here on this earth. But we fill ourselves back up with Father's energy. Does everybody remember that?
No.
When you say that, yes. Does everybody remember? I don't think everybody was told some of this stuff. I mean, I apologize for saying it like that, but I think some of us just didn't hear it. And it might have been other meetings where it was brought up and we didn't get it. I mean, because I can't remember any time when we were told that until we talked, you know. And after we talked, then I knew it.
Yeah, I've just used been filling to pull up cosmic energy.
Okay, perfect. Because the reason why it all changed was because Father then changed all of our energy. Remember that? When that happens, we're not of this world anymore. So he doesn't want us pulling up this earth. He wants us to let go of all the garbage, and we can burn that up in the sun of the earth because we still walk here. We're still bound by this realm. But when you fill up, just fill up from the top with Father's energy. Just ask Father to create a cloud of his energy above you. You can pull that down and let it run from your toes to your top of your head. Call it cosmic energy if you want.
That was part of the confusion that, you know, if we think up, we thought of cosmic energy. That's why I kept doing it until we talked just recently.
Right.
But I've started doing this. Is this okay? When I get to the realm after I plug in the Father's chair and then I'm there with him, I picture a cloud above me and below me that's his energy that I'm pulling in both ways.
That's fine too.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
don't we fill back up? We have the golden sun and we fill up from there, but don't we also, aren't we supposed to fill up? So I guess that's
your energy.
The blue, huh?
Yeah, you fill up with your energy. You fill up with your energy, but then you also want to fill back up with some of Father's energy.
Yeah, with Father's, right.
Yeah.
That, is that kind of like the blue, the pog that comes back over you and fills you up? Is that what that is?
Yes, that's okay. Father's energy.
Okay. All right.
Any other questions about that? Okay. I wanted to also bring to your attention that I have felt for some time now, listening to different services, that sometimes you sit there and you hear what's being said and you feel in your heart, well, this is something I've heard a billion times. I don't need that. And okay, I'll listen to this part of the service because it sounds pretty good. And then again, something else comes up and you're kind of ignoring it. We need to understand that a service is not served like a buffet. It is not our right to pick and choose what we want and don't want. A service is served family style. Father puts everything in front of us and we need to take a little bit of everything. Yes, even the lima beans, we have to take everything that Father gives us. And when someone says to me, you know, I really didn't get much out of the service. Well, I'm pretty sure you were like a little kid picking through his plate and not eating, right?
And then wanting a cookie right before bed.
Correct. Yeah. We want. Yeah. Exactly. We have to approach the service in a totally mental different way. We're spending time with Father, and you know, he invites us to come to these services, and we've allowed the energy that's changed in our church that is not what we all expected it to be, and now it's something new, right? And it's something different, and we don't all agree with it. Well, apparently Father does agree with it, or he wouldn't allow it to happen. It's not our place to judge. It's our place to say to Father, I'm hungry, and I'm willing to eat anything you put in front of me, even if I don't think I need it. But you're putting it in front of me because you know I need it. So I will take a teaspoonful of it, and then I'll have the cookie.
Well, there's that responsibility that we as members, or the congregation has as members as well, to prepare for the service, to pray for the servant that serves. It's just not sitting down and before service and saying, you know, these are all my problems. Let me give it to you and put it in on the altar. But you also have to prepare yourself for what you're about to receive in the service, and that minister can serve out of the fullness of his ministry to feed you as well, you know, and that he can be connected to the Holy Spirit, and that he may be a clean vessel so that the Holy Spirit can serve fully to the congregation.
Right. That's
the responsibility that we have.
I think sometimes too, with the whole COVID thing over the last 2 years, we forget what we used to do because we stopped doing it. You know what I mean? Not saying that we've all stopped, you know, praying for before service, but or preparing, but little things, even just like that, tend to float away and you forget about them through the hustle and bustle of all the crap that's been going on. And when you get sick, you can't go to church. So, you know, like for us, we hadn't been to church in probably 7 or 8 weeks, it felt like. So you forget the little things like that, just little process things that you used to just do because that was, you know, that's just the way you did it every day or every week, right? And when that all of a sudden gets upset or just disrupted, it's odd how things just fall off. And then when you just brought up like, you know, just, you know, preparing for service, you know, I just started thinking about what I used to do on a weekly basis to prepare for service, and thinking now about how much I don't do that anymore, just because it hasn't been a part of my consistent weekly process. You know what I mean?
Right. Everything's been changed for us in our lives, and we've allowed this world to impact our functioning, I should say, in the spiritual realm of our life. We've now focused so much on the world. That's what Father said. Let's just leave the world behind. Let's focus on the spiritual stuff. I'll share with you, the night before the service takes place, I always ask Father for a special word. Something that I'm not aware that I need, but would you please give it to me? And I liken that to actually going to a fine restaurant and looking at the head chef and saying, make me something. I don't know what you're going to make for me, but I appreciate you doing that for me, and I'm going to eat it. Father has never let me down. I've always gotten something special. You can ask, and he'll give it to you. He delights in doing that kind of stuff. He really does.
Cool.
Anybody have any other questions or anything? Oh, one more thing I wanted to add, and then I'm done. I thought this week, you know, we're supposed to be the kings and priests, and most New Apostolics seem to think that to become that, you have to have the glorified body with the olive tan, and then you're going to become really active. But that's not the case.
Yeah.
I thought to myself, we need to live in the joy as a king and a priest. But to do that, you have to do the work first. We need to be active. We are, yes, we are guardians, but our ultimate goal is the bride of Christ. And being a guardian doesn't give us a get into the bride of Christ garment free. It actually is us helping the bride of Christ dress and become that. And the other thing I wanted to share was the bride of Christ is, I should say this, the soul that everybody has is like a rolled out piece of dough. Jesus is the cookie cutter. And he cuts away what isn't him. But when you clear away all the stuff that's on the outside, all that's left is the vision of who Christ is. We need to focus on that more. We need to ask Father to be more like Christ. What do I need to do to be more like Christ? And you can ask Jesus too. You know, how did you put up with all those idiots that did that stuff to you? How did you cope with these horrible things when you were tired and worn out? What did you do? Because right now I'm exhausted and I just want to smack everybody in the back of the head, right? Spend time with them. Father is so excited to share with you personally some other gifts that he's laid into you that you don't even know are there. But if you don't go see him, he's not going to come chasing after you. We all know that. We got to come to him. The only stipulation. And then he's more than willing to open everything up and spend time with you. That's all I had for this evening. Does anybody have anything else?
I do.
Okay.
It's more of a request. So my daughter Bianca, she's my youngest daughter. She has been bedridden for a month.
Oh no.
She can't get out of bed. She hasn't gone to school in 2 weeks. We've been taking her to a doctor and taking her to psychiatrist and therapist. And she just has major anxiety, panic attacks, and she faints. Oh. And we're pretty much at our wit's end. Yesterday, the Apostle Buhner came by. And to give communion to my mother-in-law, who's going through cancer. And came across and prayed with her. So if you guys please could remember her, if you can throw the kitchen sink at her. I don't, I've tried to give her healings. All I see is clouds, but I can't see what's going on.
Yeah, close to it, Blazar. You have to have somebody else do it for you.
Would she be open to somebody else giving her a healing?
Yeah.
Let me say this. Would she be open to Uncle Jim giving her a healing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Tell her to get out of bed and to do it now. Do it. Do it now.
I told her, I said, do you need a healing? And she goes, I remember when Uncle Jim did it for Betty. Well, that's what you need, you know.
Okay. So. We'll talk and we can set a time.
Okay.
And everybody else is going to pray for her. And you're going to send your leads to go spend time with her. All going to do that. And then she's going to explode and get out of bed.
I appreciate it.
Yes.
Thank you. I want to acknowledge the August birthdays. So Fred was the 1st of August and Starlight was the 26th of August. And September, we have no birthdays, as far as I can see.
Lauren's was on the 30th.
Oh, no.
You missed Q in there, too.
Did I?
Yeah.
In September?
In August.
For crying out loud.
And Noah's birthday was on the 5th.
My birthday was on July 1st. I was 50 years
old. Oh.
You're a pup.
I don't know how I missed that. I know I contacted you on your birthday, so I don't feel like a complete loser.
Well, yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Lauren's is when?
30th.
August 30th?
August 30th.
Yep.
Tell her I'm sorry.
This is when that going back in time thing would happen.
Yeah. That's right. Yes. Michael should have reminded me. He says, no, Marty should have. You too. All right, our next meeting is going to be Sunday, October 17th, and I asked Jarius if he would do the closing pray. So, Jarius, please.
Righty. Heavenly, loving, gracious Father, once again, thank you for the time that you spend with us. We know we don't spend enough time with you, but thank you. You know, the quick slap in the back of the head works. We love it. Thank you. I'd like to thank everybody for being here today or tonight. Keep us on the path. Keep us in your light and your love. You know, we want to do the right thing. Keep us there, and we love you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, everybody. Love you.
Thank you.
Have a great week.